Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. All right, guys, so we're back. We are now design episode 12. This is our 21st total episode.
Yay.
Our last one was the 20th.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Big deal, guys.
It is a big deal. And we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. We've made a lot of progress on getting this game released. We just recently released a new character sheet where we're demoing a new system name or game name, setting name. We got a bunch of stuff to get through. And small stuff first, I think. Champions Core at Will, Deadly Arc, requires you to hit somebody. And then if that hits, you can make another attack against the next guy and another attack against the next guy and another attack against the next guy, all adjacent to you by spinning. I say screw all that. You just spin and just like an AoE.
And you just get
whatever you hit. Yeah.
Cool.
But you just don't add your strength. We're cool with that.
Sounds good.
Because I also think the fact that you have to be, because it does sound more powerful than, like, if you're using, you know, a Warhammer and it's 2d6, or you're using, if you're using a reach weapon that's 2d6, you know, a long hammer.
Yeah.
And you spin, you could hit up to, you could hit 12 people.
Possibly.
Possibly.
That would never happen.
But if you could set that up.
That would be dope.
It would be amazing.
I like the more domino style of play to, like, working your way in like a chess match, I guess.
Also, yeah. The fact that there'd be 12 people around you and not someone in melee range in your face that gets an attack of opportunity would be very rare.
What would Goblin Slayer
maybe
say
you just take
that?
It.
Oh, yeah. You'd probably just take it. Getting all those dudes.
I know when there's 12 dudes around me, I just take it.
I just take it. So we talked last time in our design episode about opposed roles and like, oh, and if you get 5 higher than this and 5 higher than that. I think that's fine for crafting roles and potions and
but
that kind of
else.
Thing. Nothing else, because it should just be pass, fail, the end. Because we have momentum as a mechanic that you can spend for things to happen at GM discretion or your discretion.
Yeah.
So you want to intimidate somebody. If it beats their composure, it beats it. You have intimidated them, and we just need to figure out what intimidation does. Anything beyond that is momentum-based.
Deal. Sounds good.
Okay.
More momentum stuff we do, the better off we are anyway.
So, okay. Our changes to death score. When you take an initial hit, let's say you've got 6 HP left.
Uh-huh.
And you get hit for 12. Does that overkill damage immediately contribute to your death score? Or is it after you fall?
I want to say it shouldn't.
Yeah, maybe not, but I actually think saying that it doesn't might actually be more complicated.
Wait, what?
I get hit for 12. Okay, yeah. Well, I take 6 and I fall to 0.
Yeah.
But now anything I take is going to add to the death score beyond that. I think it's more complicated to have a separate rule for
that you
the
just
moment.
Fall to 0.
Yeah, for the moment that you fall to 0. Like, it should just, you fell to 0 and the rest gets added to your death score. I think that feels actually more natural, because if you get, like, hit by a train versus somebody taps you with a tiny hammer, you're worse off, you know?
I did not think of it that way, but yeah.
I played a little pickup game of this with a group I play Pathfinder with, and they assumed that's how it worked right off the bat. And maybe we'll just let that do the work for us.
Sounds good.
Okay. So we need to, for the sake of work down the line, start labeling specific abilities as a buff and a debuff. So that way we can say that this ability affects buffs, this ability affects debuffs, because there can be conditions that may not be buffs or debuffs.
Diseases, maladies, injuries.
But you can have a disease that is a debuff made by a player.
Yes.
Et cetera. Yeah. Okay. And that brings up a new thing with all these categorizing and everything. And we're going to start step four soon.
Uh-huh.
It's about time to run like the full math round by round statistical analysis of combat to uh-huh. see if like where there are holes that we can have certain paths fill.
Yeah.
And that's going to be long and boring, but we got
to
do it.
But I think when we do that too, we need to put, because are we going to do ability by ability or just...
I think you create all the game rules within a spreadsheet.
Uh-huh.
And then you build the character within the spreadsheet, and the spreadsheet will tell you their average damage per round against certain enemies.
Including encounters and dailies?
Yes.
So this is going to be the average damage in an encounter is
yes.
what we're looking at.
Damage okay. per round, yeah.
Output. All right.
We could say, like, encounters, usually they're not going to last 10 rounds.
No.
But
make that the...
That could be a good target. And then we'll see, what about in 5 rounds? What about in 2 rounds? Who puts out the most? What if your dailies have been burnt? Who's still way ahead? And right yeah. now, I think we can already see kind of trends of what it's going to be. Scoundrel, Champion, and Decay are probably going to be the most consistent performers.
Yes.
That it's less about... It's less determined by who they're fighting. Whereas ice is good single target, but maybe not multi-target. And then fire, the more enemies they can get to group up,
the better off they are.
Yeah.
We also need it for healing, because the amount of steps that you've taken down a path determines how much health you have. And enemy damage and your damage need to scale appropriately for that. But by how much? And then that will tell us the challenge rating, or whatever equivalent term we use.
Yeah.
For how difficult an encounter will be based on that. I mean, with all other factors not accounted for, like vanishing and disappearing and control and that kind of thing. Just wanted to bring up that very boring topic because it's coming.
I actually am sort of looking forward to those spreadsheets.
All right.
Honestly.
Another small thing. I think you guys are all on board for this, but I do want to ignore ammunition, like normal ammunition.
Yes,
absolutely.
So yes. Let's just assume that If you use a bow and you've got a quiver, you do the work necessary to keep it full of arrows.
Or we go balls to the wall, and if you don't take care of your weapon.
Yeah, the super hardcore mode. Because yeah.
That always works out in every game I've ever played.
I'm
weapon condition is so much fun to deal with, always. Yeah. It's never an inconvenience.
In video games, it's easier to manage. In tabletop, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
It's still not fun in video games.
You just take two swords and put them together. Okay, now you have...
It's the worst part of Breath of the Wild.
They do it in video games. We don't do it at tabletop because the idea of you having to sit down and sharpen and, you know, repair your weapon and that kind of thing is boring. But for some reason, we don't do that for arrows or anything with ammunition.
Yeah.
Which I think, like, you need to put an enormous amount of work into maintaining a blade that you use.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I've got a pocket knife that I use all the time. I have to maintain it constantly.
Your clothes on your back.
Yeah.
Traveling through the wilderness weeks on end.
Let alone an arrow. If you mess up the fletching, you have a sharp stick.
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, good. I'm glad we're agreed on that. So, I mean, now, obviously, use cases where you absolutely would not ignore it is if you find a bundle of 10 crazy arrows.
Magical arrows.
And you choose when you're going to use them, but like managing the number of those arrows actually is fun.
Yeah.
Should we have a tier in ammunition? Like level one ammunition, whatever, level two?
I think you just find cool shit. Okay. I think it'd be very easy to like, oh, you have some fire arrows, they just deal an extra D6 of fire damage.
Okay. And those are limited.
Well, but it's also a situation where you're going to get better abilities probably to use them. So the damage will scale naturally with the abilities that you use, and throwing on an extra D6 is just sweet.
Yeah.
Or like a bramble shot arrow where it hits them and then it, you know, roots grow out of where it pinned them and it grows in the ground. Shit like that would be fun.
Here is a question I want to know. So you're using an ammunition, something does X weapon damage. Does that fire damage count for each weapon damage?
Explain.
I'm using an archer skill that does 3 weapon damage.
Yeah.
Does the fire damage of the arrow count for every weapon damage?
I don't think so. I think it's just the shot. Like, you add another, you know, D6 of fire.
I would say it would, because it's part of the weapon.
Maybe. But then you got to... So for, like, rapid shot...
Yeah.
I'm firing 2. It only applies to one of those.
Unless you use 2 arrows.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you use a weapon that does, when you use an ammunition, or even if it's a fiery blade, and it's when it hits, it does this plus a D6 of fire damage, that should count for every weapon damage.
I'm writing that down. I want to think about that.
Fire arrow sounds cool. It is not effective or like the way we actually have fire arrows, no, not magical fire arrows.
No, these are magical.
Yeah. You're putting a bunch of shit on the end of an arrow, which makes it just go thump.
But yeah. in that, I think we should always limit the damage that you could do extra to a D6. That way you don't have to tier it. It scales with your abilities rather than cool. And your encounter abilities rather than having to be like, well, this one's better.
It would be cool to get a single arrow that does one really fucked up thing. And you just hang on to
you
it.
Just have
like
it in
like the
back.
Black
you're
arrow
like,
from The Hobbit, yeah.
You're like,
this will
one.
Kill anything you fire at it. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Don't miss.
Exactly.
That's why they don't use it when Legolas is jumping from barrel to barrel.
Yeah.
In that scene that Tolkien wrote.
you're fighting a titan. You're like, I would like to use 10 momentum, please.
Okay.
I don't want to miss with it.
Yep.
It's all ones. You're just, damn it.
Yeah, I think you're making a good case there, Liam. I think if it's a damage effect, there's a good case for that.
Just so that we don't have to have scaling weapons. I don't want to have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. And you have to reroll it each time.
Yeah.
No, but scaling weapons, I don't think.
No, because that gets, where you're like, oh, this fire sword is better than this fire sword.
But what if you like? What if you put like two fire enchantments on it, and then you could just do 2d6 with that? What if that's really hard to do, to put a second?
It would have to be crazy hard.
Yeah. So
we had spoken about that before, I believe. About what could go on.
Yeah, it would be slotted, yeah.
Yeah.
So you couldn't... I think we all agree that you couldn't do competing things.
If you put an ice and a fire, they're just... You have a missed sword now.
Although it'd be cool if there was a legendary item that did exist that did both, but it was like, that's the only thing that does this.
You gotta kill a turtle to get that shit.
Yeah, a super turtle. A ninja turtle.
But an adult one.
So, an adult ninja turtle.
Not a teenager. So we're pretty light. We're pretty light on healing options. At the moment of character creation right now, I mean, all we have right now is Core and Step 1 Radiance have healing options, and so does Step 1 Zealotry. The one kind of healing that we don't have right now is healing over time. Core Zealotry is pretty strong right now. Step 1 Zealotry is pretty good, too. Prayer Strike is good. What about... What does Core Command have? You have Core Command in front of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got your back. Which is great.
I've got your back and follow my lead, which is the one that lets me have an ally disengage two spaces.
Right.
Which came in handy
yesterday.
What if there was a swift action? It's like Eye of the Commander or something like that, where you could, as long as you're like coaching somebody, they get your composure as health every round.
That'd be dope.
Definitely. I was thinking the opposite of the Shadow of Death, where you make like a...
I think that's cool, too. I think, well, that's what Radiance has in Step 1, or in Core, rather.
Mm-hmm. But I like that.
If you're just doing a composure score, you could even do straight up Burst 1 from you.
Yeah, but that's like an aura. Maybe aura of, I don't know, something. I like the idea of non-magical healing affecting your HP because you're being, like, inspired. Mm-hmm. You know?
What if that was part of Phalanx?
Well, that's just
that's,
Guff.
That's just Guff.
Okay.
Hmm.
Although I do kind of want to buff Phalanx a little bit, but
I think it's pretty good.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, but Guff already have a lot of really good stuff.
After having seen some of the correct stuff, I'm feeling
sure.
Also, Remembered Past, that thing's nasty.
Oh, the Savathion.
Yeah, Savathion, you're right. That thing is nasty.
It's good. I don't know. Should Command get it or should Core Zealotry get the healing over time?
I do feel like Zealotry is real good right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that also does seem to be in Zealotry's wheelhouse thematically.
Yeah.
But I do like what you're saying about it's more of an inspiration than a magic. You know, your spirit is buffed.
What if we changed Core Radiance? Because Core Radiance, nobody's picking it, and it's because they have a burst heal, and Martyr is kind of nebulous.
Yeah.
Like, Martyr is, you shield them for a little bit, and then you get to spend it on this big nuke, and...
But you have to take damage to do it.
Yeah, I feel like nobody has those kind of conditions that are kind of a put-off. Like, I wouldn't want to play a Core Radiance character. We see a lot of, in tests, we see a lot of...
Step 1 Radiance.
Step 1 Radiance Core Decay.
Yeah.
What if we make Radiance the opposite of Decay? You know, where it does that. Maybe we can replace...
Martyr
with a actually powerful healing over time that they can pick one person and it goes on them...
Kind of like a challenge.
Kind of like a challenge, yeah. But it's for an ally or themselves.
Or an enemy if they're feeling squirrely.
Yeah.
Like if they're undead.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That's always a fun mechanic I've liked in RPGs, where you could use healing potions to kill zombies.
Yeah. That was how I killed, was in Final Fantasy, there was, Final Fantasy VII, there's a really tough undead boss, which I went through all the effort to beat, and I found out you could just throw in a full life potion at him, an X potion.
And he just dies.
Would you rather fight one Ninja Turtle from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1,
mm-hmm.
or three Ninja Turtles from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2?
One from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1. While they don't use their weapons lethally,
mm-hmm.
they have cartoon logic on their side. You can't beat them.
That's true. I didn't think of
you
that.
You can't. They don't get hurt in that
movie. Yeah.
I know you can hurt Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the first one. That's true. If you punch them hard enough, they go down.
I did not think about the Bugs Bunny.
They never get hurt. Where Raph gets hurt. Yeah. He's in a bathtub for a week for some reason.
And he has PTSD.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's nix. Let's do this. Let's just nix Martyr and Penance, which is that thing. Let's get rid of that. And let's do a swift action. They can designate one person at a time.
Uh-huh.
And they just passively are healed for what? Double your composure or just your composure?
Let's make it double. Give them something wild for their core.
Because you could have, that would be eight per round.
Possible. But that's also, then you would almost only be healing.
Yeah.
That's a choice.
Yeah, you would be making sacrifices to do that.
Not because you could still, so if I make something else I want to bring. So like if I make a Tolden, let's say I just make a Savathian.
Uh-huh.
I got plus one composure, plus one intellect. That means my to hit is three.
Yeah.
And my damage is four.
Yep.
That's still good. Like, that's not a big sacrifice.
For damage, but for any survivability, any mobility, you're done. Like,
I guess. I mean, not really, though.
It's for characters that already have to be very conservative in the way they play. That guy can't get within four squares of an enemy.
All right.
Without starting to sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Is eight too much?
Eight is probably too much. Eight is a lot. For core, especially. I have an easy fix for this. We start with composure at step four or five down. You just double it.
The problem is, four and five, you may be there from zealotry, not core radiance. So maybe it's just we keep buffing heals that you do, and that would be included.
Hmm.
So, okay. Let's do...
Yeah, just have...
Let's just do composure.
But just any healing you do, buff that.
Yeah.
And that'll work.
Making the note here. They need a feature then.
All right. So they got healing. They have decent damage. What's another tool in their toolbox?
And this is zealotry?
I say survivability.
What about some kind of like shadow monster friend?
An escape, a trip, something that if things go wrong, they can go, huh!
What about like a basically a flashlight in the enemy's eyes? Like kind of like a zone of just... You know, bright light or something to escape.
What if
solar flare?
Yeah, something to distract the enemy.
He doesn't get that reference, and I love it.
Oh, okay.
So how about just something? Because that's really good. Like that's better than martyr.
Yeah.
Well, what if you can put it on an ally or an enemy?
What?
And it either deals composure damage or composure healing.
Oof.
No, that's too much into Decay's realm.
But that's also real. Like I'm just saying, it's that's also good. Real yeah. good.
Because then it's eight guaranteed damage,
and then you can hit them with Burning Ray.
Yeah, that's way.
That's no, too
that's,
much.
That's the ultimate caster class.
I was gonna say that makes fire useless.
Yeah,
yeah. Because we're trying to go the other way.
I'm saying something to make them more survivable.
So how about something? Because that's really good. How about something small where, if you get crit. Flash of light comes out of you, and it has a chance of blinding an enemy.
Great.
Where it's rare that you're even going to get hit, but if you get crit, you're like, oh, fuck. Like
things have gone bad.
Things have gone... Ooh. Like, other people get crit. I don't get crit. Yeah. Like, this is this is terrible.
Okay. I was thinking it's kind of like an after effect where, like, you can disengage, but they think you're still there kind of thing.
What if it's you... If you crit?
Then that's immediately more offensive than defensive.
You're right.
I'm looking for something to... Things have gone sideways. There's someone in your face that shouldn't be there. Someone has made a mistake. Someone has fallen.
Okay.
And you get either a quick escape or just something to make you a little more survivable for not even for the whole rest of the encounter, even if it's just a turn or two to get you where you need to go.
All right. So how do we handle that blindness roll? What are you rolling? Your composure? Like, because it's a spell, right? So maybe it's a spell you cast.
If it's a crit on you, just let it happen.
Well, no, it's happening. But I think people have a chance to not be blinded if they crit you. Because then they're just not going to attack you for fear of that.
For fear of critting?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's still an attack you have to do. It's just a nice little... So it's just a magical attack. It's a magical attack. It's immediate action.
Yeah. So
if it hits them, they're blind until the end of your next turn.
Then however...
Or no, to the end of their next turn.
What do they generally cast
with? Just intellect. So it's just an attack. Yeah. Okay.
You'd be throwing down some momentum on that attack.
I think so.
You would be. Every time you're like, oh!
Especially if that attack is going... It reduces you to zero HP.
Yes.
Somebody crits you, and it takes you down to zero, and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to try to blind him as part of this. That could be a really cool moment. I'll say blind it for one round.
Yeah.
It's like a puffer fish when someone tries to grab it and just goes...
Yeah, except for this one succeeds.
Yeah.
That you were grabbed, but now they're blind. You actually might be dead, and they're blind. Which, not a great trade, but I'll take it.
You're not ultimately.
Right.
You have an option.
Yeah, you're more likely to survive if the bad guy is blind.
That is true.
If they can be blinded, which there will be enemies that can't be blinded because they're already blind. Like those lizards that you guys fought.
Mm-hmm. Or that dude at Universal.
You just saw a blind person at Universal?
No. We talked about it last night. The dude who was blind in one eye and then got hit in the other eye. Oh,
yes. Yeah, he's immune to blindness because he is already blind.
My friend Ben sent me this procedurally generated, this map generator. Yeah, this guy created this medieval city generator. And then from the city generator page, there is a continent and world generator. And it will create towns and names and just randomize everything. And coastline and whether there's mountains. And you can decide the size of everything. And the city, you can decide districts and layout and all that kind of thing. And he says, just use it if you want to. You can use it in commercial products. I don't give a shit, basically. He created it for himself and just released it. And it is awesome. It's so good. And his name is Watabo. So it's Watabou. If you type that into Google and map generator, you'll come up with it. Also, I'm going to put a link for it in the show notes on our Patreon and Nerdy Show.
Because, yes, that's a lovely thing that exists.
Yeah, and it's so wonderful. And we are going to use that to populate our world and help us just save a lot of time when somebody asks a question. Well, what's up here? Oh, here's the name of a village. If you want to change it, change it. But just move forward.
Here it is.
Yep.
Instead of doing the old fun way, which was... All right, in the center of town is a well, and from there is the way I used to do it was start in the middle and work your way out.
So
that's how I do a lot of things.
We've already got some beautiful maps up here, and I might even post the image of the one generated for the Bay City that they're going to be traveling to eventually, maybe in Chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
Of Echoes of the Star Crypt. So it's awesome. I can't recommend it enough. We're going to use and abuse the hell out of it. Okay, so now we need to get into conditions. All right, and we've done some of this before, but we need to really dig into this because I think they're all going to affect each other. The knocked down condition. We already got like the problems that it causes for you, but we need more ways for it to happen. So what situation would automatically knock somebody down in combat? Like, is there a certain amount of your health you take as damage that would do it? Do we have a mechanic of knocking somebody over? Do we build that?
Bull rush would be nice, yeah.
What if it was like, if you took half damage, you would have to roll to
in
see
blunt
if you
damage.
Yeah, because that would be a major thing if you're taking.
If you take half your health and damage, you get knocked down.
Yeah,
that happens a lot though,
and it happens way more to casters from range.
So that's after being considered by armor.
Yes. Yeah.
So is it just melee then?
Probably, unless we do something where that's purposefully what you're like. But even getting knocked down by a fireball. It's plasma, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it does hit you, and it is
it does
like
hit
a
you.
Wave.
But
does a fireball not have like momentum and mass?
Oh, it's got mass. It's just I don't expect them to be giant. Like I even think Rogue Star is only like it isn't larger than a square.
Here's my worry: it may make scoundrels too good because in one hit they drop somebody down from max HP to less than half. Often,
yes.
So every time that they do sneak attack, the person gets knocked down because that. For the start of the game, that's how it's going to be.
No.
Yeah, that...
And also, I don't even think that works with the flavor of what they're doing. I mean, they're hitting a vital organ, and it hurts.
Sure.
But they're not... The reason why it hurts so bad is they're putting a lot of force into a little area.
Yeah.
And that is the opposite of what knocks you down.
So what if we put except scoundrels in there?
We could do that.
No, I agree.
I think it has to be a type of an attack. You have to choose to do it.
Yeah. Well, I think an easy one, right, is... if you have somebody grappled,
you can just take them down.
You can spend you can spend your next attack action to knock them down, and it's just your grapple check versus their dexterity to not get knocked down.
Should that be a movement?
No, I think it's an attack.
An attack?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because you're like taking the leg out from under him, putting him on the ground.
Uh-huh. Does that do damage?
I don't think so. Maybe if you have an ability that does that, that's something we could add later.
And why would you knock someone down rather than just doing two attacks?
Because maybe this person has a lot of health, and putting them on the ground where they have to stand up gives everybody else a chance to help you surround them. It also keeps them immobile.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts them in a position where it's harder for them to become mobile.
Uh-huh. Ooh, could we have like a judo throw?
Yeah, probably. Later, yeah, for sure.
If you could throw someone like four squares and knock them down into somebody else's feet and just be like, oh, hello, stab.
Yeah. I mean, we already have a trip for step one scoundrel. Mm-hmm. You can trip them. And step one champion gets execution, which is if they're on the ground, you deal 5 flat damage.
Yep.
Extra. Was that?
Sounded like it, but it might be.
Sounded like a dog.
Okay, so what about just, we do something like a bull rush, like Liam was saying, but what are the rules? How do we make it so it isn't easy to abuse?
Yeah.
Maybe you have to.
Or maybe like a flat of a blade kind of thing where you don't get the damage, but you do knock them down?
Maybe.
If you're swatting someone instead of, like with my axe, instead of using the blade, I use the flat of it and swat them.
What if you have to move at least 3 spaces and you do a melee attack, and if it hits, it automatically knocks them down? Or do they get a better chance to oppose it if dexterity isn't the only thing that would keep you from being knocked over?
Yeah.
Like your dodge. And your intelligence wouldn't be either. Like, do they roll against your endurance?
I do like the idea of a running start.
Yeah.
Maybe your strength? Where you're just like, no.
Hmm.
But I like that you have to move 3 squares. You can't be next to someone and get the momentum enough.
Right. Yeah. Let's think of mechanically. Somebody's coming at me,
uh-huh,
and they want to knock me over.
Yes.
in the game. And I'm standing 4 spaces away.
Yep.
And they run up 4 spaces. They do a melee attack to hit me. And maybe it's just a grapple check. They're like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to roll a grapple check. And then if it succeeds, they knock them down.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, simple.
Okay.
You get the momentum from running.
But maybe I get to add my endurance to my dodge for this? No, I get to add my endurance to the grapple check.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. All right, that's a little more complicated.
Do you want to make it less hard to be knocked down, or do you want it to be more risky to do?
I don't want it to be risky to do. I just want it to be very difficult.
Okay.
But I think we already allow people to use strength for grapple or dexterity, uh-huh, right? So let's just keep it as a grapple check. And because they have to make a check against your grapple and you get to roll, you have the chance to spend momentum.
Okay.
Okay. Then, all right, let's go with that for now. All right, and can you attack while you're knocked down? In reality, obviously, yes.
I say
yes.
We have precedent for it.
Yes, you can.
One of Keith's core moments.
But it's also just dumb to do.
Maybe it just, they get, like, everybody gets you already grant everybody the upper hand.
Yeah.
So so maybe everybody gets the attack, even the people that you're attacking.
Of opportunity?
Yeah, everybody gets the opportunity to attack against you when you swing at them. Okay. And that way we want people to be able to...
This should not affect the Gelt move, though.
No. It does. The Gelt move is explicitly describes how you can...
Should you be able to use a pole arm from being knocked down?
I think so. I mean, people still have to be at that distance for you to hit them.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I was thinking more of the physics of the weapon.
Well, you can imagine being on the ground, like on one knee and tagging them. You know?
Okay. One knee, I was thinking more like... Knock down, you're on your back.
Well, you could be on your back and still holding a spear and take a shot at somebody.
You're not getting any leverage or any momentum from your hips. There's,
you might. And
on your back?
Yeah.
From your hips?
Yeah.
How?
Because you can put one foot on the ground next to you and push off of it and still get leverage and momentum. But also, we're thinking of this as being stationary. Everybody's stationary, and then you're trying to do the attack. And that's just not how it goes. This guy might be advancing on you.
That's
might be,
true.
You
know.
So I also think that it should grant a bonus against ranged attacks.
Yes.
You should get a +4 against ranged attacks to your dodge while being on the ground.
Sure. Smaller target.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And maybe a bonus to making ranged attacks, because you are more accurate while prone.
Maybe with a bow, but magic, I don't see that working, because it's already a thing. Like, the way we've been describing
maybe
body magic.
Only with ranged weapons. Let's say ranged weapons.
It's that there's a flow to it, and that there's a physicality. I think that would be ruined by being on your belly.
Would that be a component of ranged weapons, then, to go prone to get that bonus?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just a chance to hit, maybe just a +2. Because, man, that's a big risk. If you go prone in a battlefield.
Yeah.
Like, that's a it's a really big risk.
Without powdered weapons, it's dangerous.
Yeah. Right now, we're just using bows. Maybe we can just make it. Maybe that's a property of crossbows.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, it takes a move action to reload them, but if you're prone, you get a bonus because you don't have. It's really hard to fire a bow from prone.
Yeah.
But a crossbow, just like a pistol or a rifle.
Ooh, what about Chinese feet bows, though?
Yeah, well, you're on your back.
Those are cool.
But you're also not aiming. Yeah. Like, you're firing generally in the direction. You're not doing precision sniping.
If you're 20, it should be 20 squares away if you're fucking using one of those things.
Yeah, you can't draw it unless you're laying on your back, because it's too heavy of a pull. Yeah. Okay. All right, I like that. So that's a component of crossbows. It takes a move action to reload them, and you get a +2 to hit while you're on the ground in a knockdown state.
Or just if you choose, right?
Yeah, you can just lay down.
Mm-hmm.
You get a +2 to hit if you are laying down on the ground. Then what? If you're laying down on the ground, like, while you're in the state, you are considered knocked down for all the effects.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's call it down.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Or downed.
Downed. I like that.
Downed. Yeah.
You gain +2 to hit while downed. Eh, that's not really that good either. And prone, it only works for the specific thing we're talking about. Like, I hate the idea of knocked prone.
Prostrate.
But that's its own thing, too.
You're horizontal.
Reclined.
Let's search.
You're closer to the
prone
earth.
Prone synonym. Synonyms for prone. Flat.
Flat is good. I like flat.
Yeah, so while you are flat, you grant this. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So you're knocked flat?
Yeah, I like that, too.
Knocked flat works, yeah.
Knocked flat or you're flat. Okay, we'll change that, then. Instead of knocked down.
I'm glad we didn't have to invent a new word for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because also, like, is a centipede ever really prone? You know, or knocked down? But you can flatten yourself.
You can flatten a centipede.
Okay. Now let's talk about conditions for when you drop to 0 HP. What do they do?
All right.
So step one, let's start with this. Concussed.
Yes.
I think maybe -1 to attacks and dodge.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't rest for 48 hours. It's harsh.
Yeah, that's a barrel.
That's super harsh, and that's also not what happens mostly with concussions.
Well, you're not allowed to rest when you have a concussion, or else
that's super. Like, you're not allowed to rest until they check you, because a super rare thing can cause internal hemorrhaging in your brain.
And you'll get a coma. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the least likely thing to happen from a concussion.
Right.
And someone with a medical check could just be like, "No, you don't have. You're fine."
Maybe.
You have a torture.
So, okay. Well, then, instead of that, you should take negatives, because
you were concussed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should take negatives to skill checks.
So, a -1 to everything. Like, -1 to any check you make.
Yes.
Whether attack, dodge.
Yeah.
You get -1 to dodge, -1 to all dice rolls.
Negative to all skill checks. Negative 5 to resisting goading.
Makes you punch drunk.
It does.
Yeah. Well, let's... But, I mean, well...
Aggression is a major symptom of a concussion.
So maybe just negative 2 to skills.
That works.
And negative 1 to attacks.
Would that be just you lose your composure?
Oh, yeah. It might just be like you have no composure. You are not composed.
Composure reduced to 0 until you fully rest.
Yeah, but it doesn't do that across the board. At least not... This is at least... Generally, this will be easier to remember. Okay. It's just negative 1 to dodge and attacks, negative 2 to skills for 48 hours. Let's do two days.
What if one is you just shit your pants, and then until you change, you just have shit in your pants?
You're just smelly.
Yeah.
There's no real game ramifications.
Yeah.
Rule-wise, but everyone knows. Yeah. Everyone knows.
I go to intimidate. No, it doesn't work.
Yeah, you've shit in your pants. No one cares.
Shortness of breath, I think.
Movement.
Instant death.
It's movement, but maybe you can move or attack on your turn.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. For one encounter. For one scene. No, maybe turns. Let's do 1d6 turns.
That works.
Right? Or until the end of the scene.
So, but I'd still rather have shortness of breath than a concussion.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, some of these should be easier than others.
Yeah.
You move your 5 space and you're like,
wait, guys.
Next time.
Oh, guys.
Are you smoking? I think that makes like pre-1970s Olympics more amazing.
What?
That everyone smoked.
I don't know if athletes did.
Yeah.
They did.
Astronauts, all that shit.
I thought astronauts weren't allowed to specifically for nicotine addiction.
Really?
And the likelihood of them smuggling cigarettes onto a spacecraft.
Yeah, because astronauts don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And then they would have lit up and then died instantly because they've over-oxygenated
air. That's a good point.
Air.
I did not think of that. Yeah.
No, if you smoke cigarettes ever, you're not allowed to be an astronaut.
So maybe pilots then, definitely, though.
Oh, pilots, totally. Yeah. Pilots were drinking Jack and smoking in the cockpit.
Yeah.
Number 3 is blurry vision.
Massive negatives to hit.
I think -2.
Yeah.
Right, so it's worse than a concussion in that.
I think -2 to melee attacks, -4 to ranged attacks.
Yeah, you think so?
It is with blurry vision, it is still easier to hit a gray lump ahead of you than pick a spot out far away.
Maybe. So -2, let's say -3 to range. Split the difference. And then -2 to dodge.
Yeah.
Until when? One day? At the end of the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can usually get crud out of your eyes.
Unless it's pocket sand.
No, then you still wash it out.
Not if it's metal.
Okay.
You guys just don't like my metal filings pocket sand.
Nobody would.
Unless you have a magnet. Then
it would make you, like, I don't even know if I'd be friends with a guy who does that, because I'm like, you're just an asshole now.
Yeah, that's But
definitely
adventuring.
Would not be friends with that person. Like, he's like, I don't know. You would definitely not be friends with that person.
Yeah. In real life, definitely not. In a role-playing game where people just, like, have swords all the time, it's just less likely to be friends.
You just slaughtered a village. Yeah, but you threw metal in a dude's eyes.
That's
you
messed up.
Killed children.
Pulled muscle, I think if you move more than 2 spaces on your turn, you take a D4 of damage.
Done.
For 24 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially if it's...
Oh, and just reduced travel speed as well.
Yeah.
What about a hernia?
No, gross. I don't want those in the rules. If you want there to be hernia, you homebrew that.
All right.
Don't make me write rules for it.
So how many slots does my hemorrhoid pillow take?
Oh, God.
2.
Okay.
It really only fills 1 slot. Shaken. It's not the same as paranoid.
No.
But it's like you're afraid.
Yes. How about...
What if you have to roll to hit?
That's an extra die roll. I don't want to think about
it. I mean, it's the same as you... We could impose just a straight plus or minus, and it would have an equivalent effect.
Okay.
What about if moving into adjacent squares to any enemy requires more movement, double movement?
How about this? Cannot make opportunity attacks.
Okay.
Take negative to skill checks.
Yeah.
So what is the negative? Maybe it's bigger than concussion?
Which is 2, right?
So maybe 4?
Yeah.
Okay, -4 to skills.
Could command then have a patent feature? We just slap the shit out of someone who's shaken until they stop being shaken?
To skills for 1 hour.
All right.
Because you may not have the opportunity to take that hour to do it. You may be running away from somebody and you're shaking.
Yeah.
And
this you need an hour of rest.
Yeah, to chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Paranoid. Just cannot benefit from ally buffs.
Yes. Or healing.
I think you can benefit from healing because that's a death sentence. If you fall down to zero HP, get healed for one, you're paranoid. You have one HP for the rest of the encounter.
True. Half healing.
I love like, you know, it's cool. Let me buff you. Why? Man? No, get that away from me.
How about just cannot gain buffs from allies, cannot be granted attacks or movement. So your allies just can't help you in that way. They can heal you, but that's it.
Yep. That works.
Okay. And we don't have anything for step two. What is a second? Like, what's a plus one to all this shit?
What's the third level? Broken limbs?
Broken limb, amnesia, hallucinations.
All right.
Those are literally the only three.
I almost think concussion should be two then. Like, that is not a standard malady.
Well, it falls in line. The effects of it fall in line with all of these.
Yeah.
But what if we just have
major concussion?
Yeah. There are terms for different kinds of concussions.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's mild, moderate, and severe.
Severe concussion then.
So let's just do step one's mild,
yeah,
moderate, severe. All right.
And then for moderate, just double it.
Maybe.
And then for severe, same as moderate, only it lasts 2 weeks.
How about we add the cannot rest to moderate concussion?
Yeah.
It's -2 to dodge and attacks, -3 to skills.
Uh-huh.
So it's not doubling the skill penalty.
Yeah.
But and you cannot rest. So what do we have for fatigue? Originally,
those are bad, and if you link those together,
yeah, let's look at it.
But rest for 48 hours, that's already not the treatment for it, though.
Well, I don't think it's not
48 hours.
It's just weird to think in history how many concussions there were where people were just like, all right, get up, let's go do the next thing.
I mean, a lot.
Yeah,
it's still rare to die of a you have to get a
you fall people, into a coma. I mean,
people who die of concussions, though, or even the ones who get comas,
yeah,
multiple concussions.
But if you have a concussion, you are not expected to just like
keel
over. Society's like,
no.
Hey, you get a break. You know, society back then was not like, you get a break.
Yeah, I don't think there's a fourth step. I think the fourth step is dead or retirement. At least you have to retire from adventuring. Why? It's like you can't operate anymore. You lost a limb.
Here's a begging bowl. Sit on the street.
Yeah, you can go be a blacksmith. With your club foot, go ahead.
That'd be a good campaign where everyone's just retired adventurers living in a town.
Like, that's on my list now.
Adventure parties come in and you're just like, yeah, you need this shit.
No, I'm saying one more adventure and then I'm out. Getting too old for this shit.
Okay, like, so day two, max speed reduced by 1, dodge reduced by 2, all attacks -1. All right, well, let's change then because we don't want it to overlap too much with that because you can still suffer from both organically. So then... what secondary effect?
Just make it last longer.
Yeah. Well, okay. So let's do...
because it's already not great. And just make it last longer.
Maybe just composure drops to 0.
Yes.
If you have 0 composure already...
You're
fine. Okay. So 0 composure.
What does it last for 2 days now? The first one?
48 hours, yeah.
48. Make it a week. Oh, these people are going to be... whoever said it's not scary, like you don't have to be afraid of dying, they're so wrong now.
Yeah, way more wrong. All right, so just -2 to dodge and attacks.
I could see getting one of these and just being like, well, I'm not doing shit for 2 weeks. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Which, that's what you do in reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that is absolutely what you would do.
I am concussed.
Unless you were, like, if you're in a dungeon.
Yeah, if we come to a story point where that's just not an option, like...
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's awful.
Then it makes sense. And yeah. But it's also kind of awesome to play that game.
I played that game. It's called Darkest Dungeon. And while fun, it also is not fun.
Yeah. So, okay. -2 to dodge and attacks, -3 to skills for 1 week. That's moderate concussion. That's the only thing we have in step 2.
Uh-huh.
So what else would you say? Sprain?
Sprain could work.
It's worse than a pulled muscle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But not quite a broken bone.
Right, but it hurts worse. What does that do?
Because if you sprain, maybe you can't use a two-handed weapon.
Maybe. Yeah, but shit, your character's just crippled then.
But not permanently. Like, yeah, it fixes itself.
I've had some bad sprains, but none that would have kept me from fighting for my life with whatever I had.
It's very true.
But it was worse than having a pulled muscle in the same situation. So maybe any movement you take 1d6 damage.
Yeah. Attack and move?
No, I think just move.
Just move? All right. Yeah.
Okay. For 1d6 turns.
Ooh, I thought it would be... Sprains do not heal that quick.
So until the end of the scene?
Sprains take...
1d6 scenes?
I've had sprains, and 30 minutes later, I was fine. Like, I mean, it hurt, but I was fine.
All right.
Like, usually right when it happens, like, it'll swell up, and then it'll go away really fast.
I have rolled an ankle. It took 2 weeks.
Wow.
Because you're always on it. Yeah. You don't get to not be on it.
So, one day.
All right.
Because if you think damage mechanically, like...
That would be a lot.
That would be a lot. Okay, so how about this? You take a d6 damage for d6 turns, half speed for 24 hours.
Yes, that works.
Cool.
Okay.
And these people are used to...
They're hardy. Yeah. These are heroic creatures, yes.
Mm-hmm. What else can fuck you up? Maybe broken weapons, sundered armor.
Those work too.
What about a broken rib? Would that be way too much?
That sucks. That's a broken bone.
I mean, that's
or
like,
even a bruised rib.
But that's like shortness of breath. That's like the next step of
that's
that.
That's the next step of that.
Yeah, so maybe fractured thorax. Something like that. Fractured thorax lasts for I mean, that's going to last for 6 weeks. Maybe that's too much.
Hello, Boston, though, totally.
Maybe it's a small thing, but it lasts for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
it could even just be shortness of breath, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because that's already... Yeah. Having to attack or move already sucks. That's bad.
So fractured rib, you have the shortness of breath condition for 2 weeks.
I do want to say I think we do need to put in medical and trauma kits to shorten that.
Yes.
Maybe not... Like, not by half, but 25% would be nice, where you're like, oh, I actually have medical care. I'm doing okay.
I think half. I think all half right. is fair. Shortened from... Because it's not like...
A week is still...
Yeah,
a week is a long time.
Harsh, man.
We've been playing for 3 days. 3-4 days.
Yeah, I think it's only like been like 5 days.
Yeah.
All right. Fractured rib.
Let's see. So we're scaling up from...
Well, they don't have to be direct analogs.
Okay.
What about just a wound that just refuses to close?
I was thinking right along the same lines, but I was thinking infection.
Ooh, I like that.
So like, or a fever. How about like you have a fever now?
Yeah.
We're getting closer to the initial seed of this game, the ultimate starting point.
Right.
Which was to get like cholera into RPG.
Oh no, that's... We're going to do that.
Well, I know we're just getting there.
The only thing is, if that's broken, if there's one scholar who knows, like, don't drink bad water.
Yeah.
Then that game is over. And like that's the only way to get it.
So fever, what is it? What does it make you do? What's the problem? Because you're weakened.
You're definitely weakened.
Oh, definitely.
You were definitely weakened.
Man flu.
So we can just leave it as weakened for how long? 12 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean that could end your character in the adventure.
But could that be? Could an herbalist?
Yeah. You should always be able. Whatever the time is, someone should be able to do something to it.
Yeah.
So,
because you can break
without
a fever.
Care and with care is a very different situation.
Yeah. Well, the difference is that with care, moderate concussion doesn't improve very much.
Mm-hmm.
With care, a fever improves a lot.
Lot.
So maybe we'll add that into there. Like if a medicine check can be done, we'll add it in the description of each thing. Fractured rib, we know from experience a doctor can't really do shit for you.
They wrap it up and they're like, "See you later."
Sprain, like doctor's not going to help you.
No.
Yeah,
not anything there.
Maybe
the only thing is major concussion. The first thing they'd be able to do is you can sleep or don't.
What about magical morphine?
No.
How about fractured hand?
Oof.
What about a fractured orbit in your eye?
No. Gross. No. Stop. Okay.
I'm just thinking of things, Liam.
Hand
shrapnel.
Hand could work.
Well, you said a wound that reflutes. Maybe just bleeding.
Yeah.
Like when you awake, you're just bleeding, and you gotta deal with it.
Yeah.
But what? It can't be regular bleeding. It would have to be like It'd be like the wound that won't close.
Yeah.
Maybe like if you take damage, you begin bleeding, period.
Oh, or just it's just super easy to happen?
Yeah. Every time you take damage, a wound opens and you're bleeding again.
We're not going to call it this, but just hemophilia.
So that's what I was thinking of when shit just bleeds.
Yeah, so we'll call it wound.
Yeah.
Any damage causes bleeding, and they can treat it, but this is going to be true for at least 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good in a cave.
Yeah,
not
you
good
can,
anywhere.
You can always stop the bleeding. Like we got ways in the game to stop bleeding, but it's just you're just gonna
start
again.
Up again.
The moment. Yeah.
Anytime you take damage, including fall damage.
I like that one a lot, actually. That one I might like. I like it better than Fever, even. But what about...
Do we got one more to do?
Yeah, one more. One more in step two.
So we went from paranoia...
We don't have a mental one.
No.
For step two. Maybe all healing done to you is halved? That's a good one.
But what would...
Shell-shocked.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, shell-shocked.
Same as paranoia, but just with half healing.
So step two, now we have moderate concussion, sprain, fractured rib, fever, wound, and shell-shocked. I'm happy. Step three, we've got two more to do.
All right, what do we got in there? We got major concussion
or severe? Yeah, severe concussion, amnesia, broken limb, hallucinations. I feel like amnesia and hallucinations might be up to your GM in the moment. I feel like that's now like you're at the GM's mercy now.
Yeah.
I don't think we really need to even go into mechanically what that does.
No, because you're already so screwed anyway.
Yeah.
Because you definitely also have two other things happen to you.
Yeah. I like to think of like amnesia. If the GM crits on your amnesia, you
just lose a path.
You lose a step
down a path.
They take your path away and they give you an entirely different path. You're like,
okay.
You know when people wake up and they speak like French?
Yeah. Or they can only eat gourmet food now. That's a thing that happened.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Those are two mental ones and a physical one.
Yeah.
I feel like amnesia is you forget who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a significant
portion
of time.
You're done. Like, you don't know who you are for 1d6 weeks.
Yeah.
Another awesome starting campaign.
Yeah, everybody has amnesia.
Yeah.
But then you have to figure out what other condition you're also suffering from because it all happened at once.
Oh, you have two. Yeah, you have two other conditions.
Oh my god, you wake up with amnesia and broken ribs, and you just don't know you have broken ribs. So you're like, dude,
this, this is the beginning of the Bourne Identity.
Oh shit, yeah,
it is the Bourne Identity. Yeah,
yeah, shouting at yourself in a mirror in German. Hallucinations. There needs to be a mechanical component to it where you can't trust what you see, and you're going to see a random. I think the GM should just make shit up.
Yeah, that'll be fun for the GM.
That's when you find out your GM's a dick. In that moment,
I think if you survive this long, you got a pretty nice GM.
That's true.
Broken limb. It's broken for 6 weeks.
Yep.
So you just lose it.
So you roll a d4.
Yep.
To determine the limb, and it's broken for 6 weeks.
Number six has to be gangrene.
Major infection.
Blood poisoning.
Yeah, because you don't need your left hand, really.
I'm using it right now.
Well, you do.
I need my left hand.
Normal people.
I need my left hand a lot.
Oh, for wiping?
No.
Oh, okay.
For jerking?
Oh.
No, I play guitar, dipshits. And jerking.
Severe concussion. -4. To attacks and dodge. -6 to skills.
Oof.
Maybe the concussion ones go down with time. Because like the mild concussion is for 48 hours.
Uh-huh.
So maybe the length of it
is just adding on to that.
Well, like if you get
a severe concussion, then you get... Then you go to a moderate concussion.
After 2 weeks at that, you go down to moderate, and then you have maybe let's set.
That's awesome because it's brutal.
Let's make it
that you just I was like you just made.
Let's just do it for two weeks because then it means that we're talking 3 weeks and 48 hours.
Yes,
to return to normal.
Which is still forever.
Yeah, it's a long time.
We're all like, oh, I hope my character doesn't die. And I'm like, I would much rather just have...
just make a new character.
Just die.
I think this would be a lot of fun to play.
Yeah.
Because you can spend momentum.
Yeah.
To be like, all right, oh, shit.
And if medical checks can reduce these by half, that means a medic suddenly becomes, like, not a healer, a medic, which becomes super duper important.
One of our original concepts was the combat medic, someone who just knows how to fix things instead of a magician.
So what's as bad as those things?
Only terrible things.
Yeah.
Loss of an eye.
No. Although we can talk about permanent loss of things if we really want.
How about blindness?
All right.
Partial or full?
Full blindness.
Yeah.
For a day. Because you get hit in the head. Sometimes that just happens.
Yeah.
So maybe 1 week. A week of full blindness?
Please, so, 2 days. Because with a week, man, if you're in a dungeon. If you're in a dungeon and you go blind and it's for a week, it isn't unreasonable to go, just kill me. I'm a burden. There's no positive to me being around.
Or the rest of your party's like, hey, look over there.
Yeah.
I can't. At what?
Yeah.
Where are you guys? Where'd you go?
They're walking.
Leave me. Don't leave me.
They're walking away.
Blindness for 2 days.
That's heavy, dude. You are useless for the rest of whatever you're doing. Hell, even if you're at the end of a dungeon and you kill the final boss, dragging a blind person out of a dungeon would be a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah. There's not a single one of these that would be
easy
on your party.
A week of blindness is crazy.
Yeah, but that might be better than you forgetting who you are for a week in a dungeon. Why am I here? Who are you people? I'm joining the goblins.
They're not going to join the goblins.
You don't know that. They may look like a goblin. All right.
Who looks like goblins? No, you don't. You look like a pig.
Oh, thank you.
We don't have goblins.
We're putting goblins back in.
Oh, I meant me.
We need some tiny little terrible creature.
Yeah. What would they be?
Goblin turtles would be pretty cool.
Just tiny lizards.
Raccoons?
Just tiny shitty lizards we call Russell.
Raccoons.
Raccoons!
That is a good one.
Yeah.
That is now the main villain of my campaign.
They are goblins right now.
Yes.
Like, they are goblins. Get out of my trash, goblins.
If they just didn't have hair, like, would be insanely terrifying.
I now want to go shave a raccoon, like, really badly.
That's a euphemism. All right, we need one more. One more fuck all, like, pre-comatose.
Shattered kneecap. Because that's...
I think it's broken limb is still the same thing.
But I'd rather have a broken limb than a shattered kneecap.
Yeah. Do you lose a limb? No.
No, that's next level.
Lose a finger?
Maybe.
I don't want to do anything permanent. I think permanent should be its own thing.
Okay.
Pneumonia?
Yeah. You just start drowning in your own body.
Or like a tremor.
Punctured lung.
Oh.
Because like it could have been your rib that broke, or you could have gotten stabbed.
Yeah. What was real slowly drowning in your own blood?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like maybe.
I don't know. Mechanically, that would be awful.
So, but you're still fighting. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just sucks.
Punctured lung. Maybe like you need a heal check done on you every 30 minutes or else. So maybe you take a D6 of damage every turn and you need a heal check done on you every 30 minutes or it goes up by a D6. So this can kill you.
Yeah.
This is the only one that can kill you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you roll a six, so if you roll sixes all the way, you get paranoid, shell shocked, and punctured lung.
Yep.
So maybe you take 1d6 damage every turn.
No matter what?
Yep. Well, how do you fix a punctured lung? Shit. Like, you have to perform emergency surgery.
Yep.
Which somebody can, but, I mean, that's a death sentence. They don't have hospitals. Well, they have hospitals. They don't have sophisticated shit like that.
Pneumonia would work.
Yeah, let's do pneumonia.
Or brain swelling.
No.
You got to, again. It's your painting.
Yeah, that's still just a death sentence for most parties.
They fixed that shit all the time back in the day. Aztecs did it. Mayans did it.
Yeah, with like skilled professionals who trained to do that one specific thing and only one person.
If you're in a dungeon, you're dead.
Yeah, if one person in 5,000 knows how to even kind of do a thing.
All you need to do is just pop a hole in the skull.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Maybe you can, you're short of breath.
Yep. Whatever you're going to say, I want to add one more thing to it.
Yeah, we had fractured rib, which is shortness of breath for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a shorter duration, but it's got to be worse.
Mm-hmm.
Short of breath, take 1d6 damage at the start of your turn.
I wouldn't even say that.
Okay.
You're weakened.
More than it hurting,
you're weak. It just takes effort to do anything. Also, you have a compromised immune system. The reason why pneumonia is so terrifying is that every other thing you come in contact with, you get.
So why don't we do this then? Short of breath, weakened, zero bonus to any skill checks. So it's not a negative. It's just, well, because you may have zero already,
yeah.
But it's just you cannot use your bonuses.
Yep.
So maybe you can use professional bonus, zero attribute bonuses.
Yes.
Ooh.
I like that.
What if we get a fun chart later where you have pneumonia and you have to roll to see if you get something else on top of that?
I'm just saying, if you had pneumonia and came up against a decay mage, you'd be fucked.
Short of breath, weakened, zero attribute bonus to skill checks for how long? 48 hours?
Week.
1 week?
A pneumonia? A week. Pneumonia is not... Yeah.
All right.
No, here's the thing. When you get pneumonia now, you get it for 2 days treated.
Yeah.
When you got pneumonia before, it was for a week, and half of you died.
All right, so we'll just make some rules for ways to lessen the effects of these with time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like all of that. Okay.
Like, pneumonia is something that is way more, like, when treated, way quicker.
Yeah.
Left alone, you just keep having pneumonia.
Because also, nobody knows you have it. Like, that's a thing that shows up when you're almost about to die.
Yeah.
In hospitals, they have these little devices for you to breathe into to make sure that you don't have it, because they can't tell by looking at you.
Until you start turning blue.
That's how Freddie Mercury died.
Wasn't the AIDS?
Well, that
yes
allowed the pneumonia to be worse than it was.
Cool. We got those done. We can just do mechanical stuff off air with those for how to solve them, or at least lessen their effects. I want to talk about game names real quick, and that'll be it for today.
All right.
I've got a bunch of game names. We on the previous character sheet, I put Twilight of Erd because I just needed something to put there.
Yeah.
Didn't like it. I think the planet is called Erd. That's cool.
Yeah.
But we need a game name like Dead Sons, you know, Tales from the Loop, you know, stuff like that. It uses the scratch dice system, but what's the game? And right now...
What about Legends of the Guff?
What about Kelton?
The Kelton solo adventure.
Kelton's Crazy Ride.
Right now, I think the front runner for me is Artifacts, and I mocked up a logo real fast for it, because the term Artifacts has several meanings, all of which apply to the setting. An artifact is an anomaly, it is an ancient item, and it is a remnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's cool. And also, like, the idea that this society is sitting on forgotten cultures 100 levels deep.
Yeah.
You know, it that works really well. I also have Anacropolis, which is like anachronistic, which means it doesn't make sense for the timeline, which I like. And then, you know, Acropolis, Opolis, you know, it's like a city, or Polis is a state.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's fun. But I feel like that one is maybe too esoteric.
There's also another game that you could build off that would be like more on point.
Yeah.
Like that is a different game.
I also thought Remnants. I wrote down a big list. Remnants, Time Scraper, Ghosts of History, Mobius, The Promised Land, Promised Lands, Epoch, Under the Eye.
I like Epoch more than anything.
Yeah?
Epoch and Artifacts are now my two front runners.
Okay. Eye of Night, Eclipse World, Splintered Eons, Fractured Future.
About Splintered Epoch?
I got Fallen Epoch, Splintered Epoch. You can mix and match, right?
Yeah.
Sealed Pasts, Revenants, so pluralized it. River of Time, Bridge to Eternity, Dust to Dust, Dust, Tower of Dust.
Can't do Dust.
No?
It's already a game.
Okay. Tomb World, Last Age, and Final Eon.
I like Artifacts.
Well, Bridge over the River Eternity.
I like that too.
Just jam them all together.
Yeah.
Bridge of Time over the River Eternity.
I feel like Artifacts is good, but yeah, let's keep all those terms alive, just because there might be something that is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like Artifacts, and I kind of like the logo I made. It's...
We saw it.
Yeah, Patreon subscribers who are at the $2 tier have already seen it. They know what it looks like. So, all right, guys, that's it for today. We covered quite a lot. I'm actually pretty happy about what we got through there. I think we have our conditions for zero pretty well mapped out. Now we can actually implement them if somebody drops to zero HP.
And then we could say goodbye to their character.
Yep. So, let's
see. Nesbitt would already be dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
He would have two.
Yeah. But he might not be dead. Like, you guys could... He could still be bossing you around and be like, all right, I'm going to get you.
No, because he wouldn't have been able to do the damage that was done. And without his damage in those encounters, we weren't getting through any of them.
Depending on the thing he got. Well, I mean, it's hard to say. Anyway.
Yeah.
Because you guys would have played differently, knowing that. But actually, I am kind of digging his more conservative style of play.
Yeah.
He's doing very well. Okay. So, thank you guys. This was a really good one. As always, if you want access to any of this, you want to play the game with your friends, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/RPGFS. At every tier, we've got something for you. But if you're not a patron and you just like to communicate, you can comment on any post we make on there. You don't have to be a patron.
You can also reach out to us on facebook.com/RPGFS.
You can find us at Twitter at homebrewhombres.
And you can find us on Instagram at RPGFromScratch, all one word. Thanks again so much, guys, for listening. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.